comfort beer, well, millions agree. It's Rheingold Extra Dry. And the reason? Because Rheingold has a flavor all its own. And dry tells you why. Two little words, extra dry, tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way. For a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Brewed extra dry to be extra refreshing. So why don't you stock in a supply of refreshing Rheingold and enjoy a glass along with a game. Soon you'll find yourself joining the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Well, now it's Dick Farrell warming up in the mound. The umpire's in the game today. Behind home plate, Al Bartik. At first base, Ed Bargo. At second base, Jed Crawford. And at third base, Doug Harvey. The next to last game of the season here in Houston between the Mets and the Colt 45. And here to detail all the action for you is Bob Murphy. Thank you very much, Ralph. Little Elio Chacon stepping in now. We're all set to get going. Game three in this four-game series that winds up the road trip for the New York Mets. Following the game starting late tomorrow afternoon, the Mets will be flying home. Elio Chacon, who has appeared in the first two games of the series but does not have an official time at bat. Elio hitting at 231. The windup and the first pitch of the night is a high fastball. Dick Turk Farrell on the mound for the Houston Colt 45s, and he is one of the real flamethrowers in baseball. An outstanding relief hitter with the Philadelphia Phillies last year, relieved with the Dodgers. Fastball over, a call strike. One ball, one strike. And the delivery by Turk Farrell, and it gets the outside corner for a call strike. Charlie Neal in the on-deck circle, and then Gene Woodley. Setting up the defense for the Houston Colt 45. Norm Larker flying first. Joe Malfitano is at second. Bobby Lillis is short, and Bob Aspermonte at third. Strike three call. The homer by Turk Farrell on the outside corner, and Elio is called out. Field, Houston has Al Spangler in left, Carl Warwick in center, and around in right, Roman Mejia.
The third baseman, number four, Troy
Neal. Mets took the early lead in the afternoon game. They led 2-0. Houston came from behind, tied the game. Mets regained the lead in the ninth. But Houston scored two, the last of an unearned run, to win the game 4-3 in the last of the ninth inning. Now Charlie Neal up, Charlie 2-for-6 in the third. A fly ball hit right down the right field line, running hard as Mejia to the line. He makes the catch in fair territory. Ramon Mejia caught up with it and grabbed it just as he reached the line down toward the right field corner. Two outs, nobody on, Gene Woodling coming up. Gene 0-for-1 has appeared twice in the series of suspension. Coaching at third. A foul ball whacked high in the air and deep down the left field line. This will be over in the boxes and out of play. After the hard rains early this morning in Houston, the weather broke just in time for the afternoon game. And although the humidity is extremely high, the skies right now are mostly clear. A little bit high to Gene Woodling. One ball, one strike. Veteran right-hander Turk Farrell on the mound for the Colt 45. Working behind the plate. Now the 1-1 delivery. Inside and high, it's ball 2-2-1. In the afternoon game, Jim Campbell was behind the plate for Houston. Late in the game, he suffered an injury to the ring finger on his throwing hand, and he has it now in a splint. He'll be out about 2 weeks or more. The 2-1 delivery. Inside and high, it's ball 3. Houston immediately petitioned League President Warren Giles for permission for a replacement for Jim Campbell. And Merritt Renew will join the team tomorrow. A foul ball wafted back upstairs. It's going out of play. All three of the most recent additions to the pitching staff of the New York
Pittsburgh Mets are in uniform for tonight's game. Larry Foss, who came from the Pittsburgh organization, where he had won 10 and lost 5 this year with Asheville, arrived in time for tonight's ball game. Larry took his family to Wichita, his hometown, then came back to join the Mets here in Houston. Fouled again by Gene Wimbling, out of play at 3-2. So Larry Foss, Galen Sisko, and Sherman Roadblock Jones are all in uniform for tonight's game. Casey anxious to get a look at them just as soon as he can. It has been 2 weeks since Sisko was used by the Red Sox for about 12 days in Fosworth. Foul tipped on a slow breaking pitch, 3-2. Nobody on. We're just underway. Top of the first. Whittling the batter. Pitch by Farrell. A high, lazy fly ball to short right field. Backing down the line goes Norm Larker, and he grabs it in fair territory for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. The score in the middle of the first, the Mets nothing, and the Colt 45 skimming the bat. And now time out for a moment's entertainment with a famous group of entertainers from Rheingold.
The Rheingold Extra Drive, the talented players present a tale of the old funky.
In a cavern in a canyon next to Beaky Fora Mine lived a miner, 49, and his daughter, Clementine.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. He's well lost and gone forever. Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Weeks ago, this patient miner sent his daughter out for beer. It's behind all the blind old, a favorite reindeer. In the town, Clem went a-running to do his daddy's home.
On the inside corner. One ball and two strikes. swung toward right against the speedy Al Spangler. Now Roger Craig, the tall, slim right-hander, delivers. A drive hit hard down the right field line. Christopher running hard. Makes the catch near the line. Two men down. That ball really ripped by Al Spangler. And Christopher caught up with it just before he reached the line. Close to the temporary ballpark where the games are being played this year here in Houston, the tremendous excavation for the beautiful new ballpark. And since nothing more than the excavation has been done, it is right now a real Texas-sized swimming pool. Nobody on, two men down. Greg out on the wind that delivers. It's a smash through the box going up the middle for a base hit by Ramon Mejias, the right fielder. So Mejias takes the turn. He's out a single to center. Now Norm Larker comes up. Larker hitting cleanup. Left-hand batter. Line drive type hitter. Dave Roberts, the rookie, was the first base this afternoon in the early part of the game for the Houston Colt 45. Many new faces popping up in the major leagues now that we are into September, and ball clubs want to get a look at the firehands that enjoyed real good years in the minor leagues. There goes the runner. Pitches a strike to pick by Canizero. What a throw! But he is safe at second base. With the second base umpire, Jay Cropper. Chris Canizero made a tremendous throw down to second, and on a close play at second base, he slides in with a stolen base. His 11th stolen base of the year. So Ramon Mejias has set himself up in potential scoring position with two men down. Count of strike one on Norm Larker. Carl Warwick, the center fielder, is on deck, and then Bob Aspermonte. Now Roger looking in to take his sign from Canizero. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside and low. One ball, one strike. 45s right now riding their best spurt of the entire year. They have won 10 of their last 13 ball games. They are riding their longest winning streak of the season, a streak of five straight. And right now, the Dodgers and Giants are in a flat-footed tie in the National League pennant race. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's bounced foul down the first baseline. The Dodgers can either regain undisputed possession of first by a half game if they win tonight, and if they lose, they'll fall behind the Giants by a half game. The Cincinnati Reds are facing a comeback from behind effort, just as they did last night. Last night, they trailed St. Louis 4-1, came from behind, tied the game in the ninth, fell behind in the 10th, tied the game in the 10th, and then won it in the 11th. Reds right now, three games out of first place. They're trailing the Cardinals 4-1 at the end of 3.5 tonight. Here's the pitch to Larker. He golfed with a ground ball off his ankle, and that one really hurt. It knocked his legs right out from under him. Reds are 3.5 back, pending the outcome of their game, and of course the Dodger-Pittsburgh game tonight in Los Angeles. Around trying to shake the pain out of his ankle. He was hit by a foul ball. And that one was really painful. It knocked his legs right out from under him. Got one ball and two strikes. No score. We're in the last half of the first inning. In that St. Louis-Cincinnati game tonight, Joey Jay is after his 22nd victory of the year. Playing Larker as a pole hitter. Elio Chacon shaded far over towards second. Rod Keneal back on the rim of the outfield grass. Pitching one and two. Inside and low, and now it's two and two on Larker. Count is even now, two and two. Carl Warwick, the center fielder, occupying the on-deck circle. Now Craig up in pitching position. Pickoff play, throw to second. Hey, close play. Mejia had to dive back at first, and he just got back in time. They had the pickoff play going, and the timing was excellent. Delio Chacon darting in to take the throw from Roger Craig. Mets in tonight's game once again are without the services of Richie Ashburn. Richie was hurt in the game yesterday, diving for a ball in foul territory just over the line. And he has a very stiff and a very sore shoulder, which restricts his throwing, and Richie is out of action. He is in uniform, and he was used as a pinch runner in the game this afternoon. Count two and two on Norm Larker. Now Craig Reddy delivers, and the breaking ball just misses, three and two. Game time changed from the original schedule will be on the air at 5:55 tomorrow evening in New York for the last of this four-game series. Then Monday night, the Mets are home meeting the Milwaukee Braves in the Polo Ground. Now Craig has gone 3-2 on Norm Larker. Here's the payoff pitch. Ball four, it's outside. And nine times the bat of the series. Right-hand batter hitting at 259 on the year. Carl came up through the Dodger organization. They traded him on to St. Louis, and St. Louis traded him to Houston in the Bobby Shands trade early this year. That has been a good trade for both ball clubs. Warwick has played well for Houston. And little Bobby Shands has had a good year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Craig Reddy, in comes his pitch, a foul ball. High into the air, back upstairs, it'll be out of play. Bob Aspermonte, the third baseman, is out on deck. On the way. Outside and low. One ball, one strike on Carl Warwick. Now Craig up in pitching position. Delivers ground ball. Hit down to third. The ball, Felix Charlie Neal, and Charlie makes the fourth play at third on Ramon Mejia to retire the side. Side out in the last half of the first, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And now at the end of one, the score, the New York Mets, nothing, and the Houston Colt 45, nothing. Well, you know, next year, you'll be seeing the New York Mets play their home games in beautiful new surroundings in the new Flushing Meadows Stadium. You know, work on the new ballpark has progressed to the extent that the Mets are now accepting applications for season boxes and combination plan tickets. Prospective purchasers may send names and addresses to ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York 39. And application blanks will be sent to them. Present subscribers need not apply as applications will be mailed to them. First time you get the opportunity and you're out for a leisurely drive, be sure and swing by Flushing Meadows and see the tremendous progress that has been made on the beautiful new home of the New York Mets, Flushing Meadows Stadium. The field work has gone up amazingly fast. And when is all done, it is going to be a real thrill to watch the Mets in action in that beautiful new surrounding. We've enjoyed tremendously broadcasting ball games this year from the beautiful new stadium for the Los Angeles Dodgers on the West Coast. And when the stadium is done out in Flushing Meadows, it will be even better. Boy, they are incorporating and taking advantage of any mistakes that might have been made there and to make this one even better. Mark Thornberry will be leading off as we go along to the top of the second. First base hit in the Houston series. Marv 0 for 5 thus far. Barrel out of his windup. Here's his pitch, and it's fouled back into the screen. Strike one. Now barrel winding. Down comes the pitch, and it's whacked foul again by Thornberry back toward the crowd. Interestingly enough, here's a fellow, Farrell, who has lost 18 ball games, but I know when you hear the hitters talk, they hate to go up against him. He has a good fastball, Bob, and of course a lot of pitchers that he hit against are tougher to hit against than their record actually indicates. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out with that blazing fastball. One away, nobody on, top of the second, now Jim Hickman coming off. Has one hit and 8 times up in this series. Well, we hope you're enjoying the broadcast of tonight's game brought to you from Houston, Texas, with the best wishes of Rheingold Extra Dry. And right along with the ball game, we hope you'll enjoy a fine cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. Now, Jim Hickman up against Turk Farrell takes the pitch, ball one. Jim from Henning, Tennessee, a right-hand hitter batting at 261. Breaking ball outside and low, it's ball two, 2-0. Jim just about straight away. He holds up. He started to go, had a notion, then thought better of it. And it's outside and low, ball three, 3-0. After this series, the Mets will have 17 games left. Fastball in there, a strike, 3-1. 12 games at home in the ball grounds and 5 on the road. They wind up their home season on September 23rd and play their last 5 of the year on the road in Milwaukee and Chicago. Pitching 3-1. Ripped foul over toward the Houston dugout. Goes right into the dugout and the count is 3-2. A couple of the players down toward the end of the dugout fence really had to scramble to get out of the way of that one. Over in the dugout, the professionals who are paid to catch a baseball for a living, when a foul ball goes in there, they get out of the way in a hurry. Line drive hit hard. Oh, it's fouled by about a yard deep down the left field line. He really ripped the curveball and hit it hard, but it went foul by less than a yard deep down the left field line. Danny Murtaugh says the fellows who are paid to catch a ball for a living, they'll get out of the way of a hot foul ball like that. But the fellow who comes to the ballpark, who is a great fan, you'll see him trying to make a fair hand catch. Now the payoff pitch by Turk Farrell, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. He is going with that homer. Two up and two struck out by Turk Farrell, and that brings up Joe Christopher. Joe has 2 hits and 6 times up. He had a 9th inning triple that led to a run that broke a 2-2 tie, but Houston picked up 2 in the home 9th inning and won it 4-3 this afternoon. Joe's hitting has perked up over the last 3 weeks. Down comes the pitch. Off the outside corner, it's ball one. Christopher won a game for the Mets on this road trip in St. Louis with a timely two-run pinch single. Infield to the outfield straight away. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Big Turk Farrell, hard-throwing right-hander from Brookline, Massachusetts. Top of the second. Struck out Thornberry, struck out Hickman. Count now 1-2 on Joe Christopher. Now Farrell looking into Hal Smith. Here's his windup, the 1-2 delivery off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. In the last of the fifth inning, Cincinnati picked up a single run. It is now St. Louis 4, Cincinnati 3 at the end of 5 innings. The Reds were trailing 4-1. They now trail 4-3. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Farrell strikes off the side all swing in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And the score at the end of an inning and a half. Nothing, and the Houston Gold 45-0. Well, with expansion coming to the National League this season, that meant 162 ball games. More baseball and an exciting pennant race for National League baseball fans. And, of course, along the way, plenty of refreshing Rheingold. You know, Rheingold goes good at any season. You can enjoy it any time because Rheingold has that extra dry flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Those two little words make the big difference in taste. Extra dry tells you why Rheingold has a taste all its own. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way. Brewed extra dry for extra enjoyment. So why not settle back with a cool glass of Rheingold Extra Dry and enjoy it along with the game? You'll join millions who say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Pitch by Craig, breaking ball over a strike on the outside corner. this game of baseball this afternoon, Jim Campbell was catching for Houston. He suffered an injury, had to leave the game. Hal Smith took over behind the plate. And lo and behold, Smith came up and homered to tie the game. Now Craig checks the runner. Throws to first base, done in time. Roger has picked 13 men off this year, including Maury Wills and Willie Mays. Outside and low, ball two, 2-1 on Hal Smith. American League pennant race, the top three teams were all victorious in action this afternoon and tonight. The Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-1 with Ford winning his 15th. Minnesota beat Detroit 9-2, Pasquale winning his 18th. And the Valenti, the winner of the Angels, beat the Birds 2-1 tonight.
The runner goes, and it's popped high in the air. Coming up the line is Thornberry.
takes it to the out. One away now with one on, and the batter will be Joey Amalfitano, the second baseman. Little Al Jackson hurled his one hitter against Houston in New York in the first game of a doubleheader. It was Amalfitano who had the only hit in the ball game, a first inning single with one man down.
Now the batter is Al Spangler, full 40.
Christopher caught it running to the line. Greg using the ball windup. Here's his pitch. Inside and low, it's ball one. Rod Caniel took a pretty tough jolt out there in the outfield. He was going as fast as he could. Reaching out, he had the ball in his glove, and just as the ball hit in his glove, he was hit hard by Joe Christopher. Neither saw the other, and the ball squirted over toward the right field line. Now, two in scoring position. Roger Craig takes his stand from Chris Canizaro. Up, down comes his pitch. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Spangler hitting .283. Four home runs and 27 runs batted in. He has exceptional speed. Let's play him around to right in the infield. Spangler, left-hand hitter, feet wide apart. Kirk Ferrell leads down the line from third. The pitch on the way is inside and low. It's ball two, 2-1. Tonight in Houston, the humidity higher than the temperature. The temperature 81 and the humidity 88. Now Craig with a 2-1 count on Al Spangler. Bob Lillis on second. Turk Farrell on third. Two men down. Next pitch by Craig. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's 3-1 on Al Spangler. Amon Mejias, the right fielder, is the on deck hitter. The Houston Colt 45, 15 in a row. So as a gag, the Houston Colt 45 hired a professional whammy man, so he called himself by the name of Kit Dugan and brought him in, and he was supposed to put the whammy on the Phillies, give them the old evil eye. It didn't work. The Phillies won both games with a doubleheader, but the next day he claims it worked, and the Colt 45s won their only game of the year from the Philadelphia Phillies. A 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Al Spangler struck out on a breaking ball by Roger Craig. Roger notching his first strikeout. In the second inning, one run, three hits, no errors, and two were left on. Now at the end of two innings, the score, Houston 1 and New York nothing. Fans, tickets are now on sale for the New York Titans American Football League home opener with the Denver Bears on September 30th. The game will be played in the Polo Grounds. And tickets for all future Titan home games are on sale at all the New York Met ticket outlets. The advance sale window at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station near the 42nd and Vanderbilt ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. In other games, the Phillies beat Milwaukee 6-4 this afternoon. McClish winning his 10th in relief. Henley was the loser. Seaver City is 20th homer. It came with two on and Torrey connected. Braves come into New York on Monday night for their final New York appearance of the season. The Giants beat the Cubs 7-2. Billy Pierce won his 14th. Bolin in the 8th inning. Cardwell the loser. Tonight at the end of 6, St. Louis 4, Cincinnati 3. Jackson against Joey J. Homers by Gene Oliver and Jerry Lynch. Here are the warm-ups on the West Coast. It'll be Al McBean against southpaw Pete Rickard from Floral Park, New York. In the American League, all of the contenders won their games. The Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-1. Whitey Ford winning his 15th. Whitey had to leave the game when his leg tightened up, and Jim Coates came on to finish up. Don Swall was the loser. The White Sox beat Washington 6-3. An early win went all the way. For Early, his seventh win of the year, he now needs one more for that coveted 300 mark. Don Rudolph, the loser. The Minnesota Twins beat Detroit 9-2 past fall when he's 18th. Mossy losing. Allison hit two home runs. He now has 25. Cleveland beat Kansas City 3-2. Lattman besting Dan Pfister. And the Angels beat the Orioles 2-1. Belinsky over Estrada. That's the rundown on scores. And for the rundown on action, Ralph Kiner. Okay, Bob, it's Rod Keneal, right-hand batting second baseman. And his first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Keneal scoring around as though to push a bunt out towards second base. One ball, no strike. Now Craig with a 2-1 count on Al Spangler. Bob Lillis on second, Turk Farrell on third, two men down. Next pitch by Craig. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's 3-1 on Al Spangler. Amon Mejias, the right fielder, is beyond Decatur. American Football League home opener with the Denver Bears on September 30th. The game will be played in the Polo Ground. And tickets for all future Titan home games are on sale at all the New York Mets ticket outlets. The advanced sale window at the Polo Ground, Grand Central Station, near the 42nd and Vanderbilt ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. In other games, the Phillies beat Milwaukee 6-4 this afternoon. McClish winning his 10th in relief. Henley was the loser. Seaver's hitting his 20th homer. His game was 2 on and Torrey connected. Braves come into New York on Monday night for their final New York appearance of the season. The Giants beat the Cubs 7-2. Billy Pierce won his 14th. Bolin in the 8th inning. Cardwell the loser. Tonight at the end of 6, St. Louis 4, Cincinnati 3. Jackson against Joey J. Homer by Gene Oliver and Jerry Lynch. Here are the warm-ups on the West Coast. It'll be Al McBean against outfall Pete Rickard from Floral Park, New York. In the American League, all of the contenders won their games. The Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-1. Whitey Ford winning his 15th. Whitey had to leave the game when his leg tightened up, and Jim Coates came on to finish up. Don Swall was the loser. The White Sox beat Washington 6-3. An early win went all the way. For Early, his seventh win of the year, he now needs one more for that coveted 300 mark. Don Rudolph, the loser. The Minnesota Twins beat Detroit 9-2 past fall when he's 18th. Mossy losing. Allison hit two home runs. He now has 25. Cleveland beat Kansas City 3-2. Lattman besting Dan Pfister. And the Angels beat the Orioles 2-1. Belinsky over Estrada. That's the rundown on scores. And for the rundown on action, Ralph Kiner. Okay, Bob, it's Rod Keneal, right-hand batting second baseman. And his first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Keneal scoring a run as though to push a bunt out towards second base. One ball, no strike. On the mound for the Colt 45, Turk Farrell, big strong right-hander with a record of 9 wins and 18 losses. Farrell has a record this year against the Mets of 1 win and 2 losses. All of his games have been well-pitched games.
2-0 pitch, high for ball three. So now they count 3-0 as Kneale leads off. The on-deck batter is Chris Canizero. He'll be followed by the pitcher, Roger Craig. Now Farrell into the windup and delivers, and it's a fastball through for strike one. Farrell beat the Mets on May 22nd, 3-2. He lost to them on June 11th, 3-1, and also lost to them on June 22nd. 2-0. There's a fastball for strike two. So Farrell now picking the count up. It's 3-2 on Rod Goodell. 1-0 game, favor of the Houston Colts 45. Now the windup in the 3-2 pitch. A fastball popped up in the air. The second baseman waiting, Joe Malfitano, and he puts it away for out number one. And that will bring up Chris Canizero. Kneale before the out batting 256. Canizero coming on batting 214. Chris, right hand batting catcher for the Mets. Now in the batter's box. To take up with his first encounter with Kurt Farrell.
Canizero.
Now Farrell in the windup and the first pitch. Ball one. Farrell has struck out four batters so far in the game in 2 1/3 innings. He has a total of 178 strikeouts on the year. There's a line drive to right center field coming on Mejia. He can't get to it. It dropped in for a base hit. And that is the first hit of the game off Kurt Farrell. It will bring up Roger Craig. All 45s have one run on four hits. The Mets have one hit now. And they have their first base runner. Roger Craig, right-hand batting pitcher, coming out of the dugout. He's hitting 044. No home runs and two runs batted in. Farrell has struck out 178 batters in 203 innings so far this year. The strikeout leader in the National League, Sandy Koufax, who has been out of action for quite some time. He leads the National League with 209 strikeouts. Here's the first pitch to Craig. It's bunted out towards the right side and going foul. Strike one counted, Roger. One man out. The on-deck batter, Elias Chacon. Incidentally, Sandy Koufax has been throwing batting practice for the Dodgers. And they are looking forward to his reappearance in the lineup. One strike pitch to Craig outside. One ball, one strike. Both Norm Larker and the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte, looking for the bunt against Craig, charging very strongly. One ball, one strike. Farrell back to work. And the next pitch is bunted foul again, so it's strike two. Fastball pitcher like Kirk Farrell, very tough to bunt. And especially bunt the ball on the ground. And here in the Colts Stadium, the lights are not the best, as this is a temporary setup. Two strikes. And the pitch back is lined right by Larker down the right field line. A base hit coming over Mejias. He's up for the ball. He throws on into second base, but going over to third on the base hit, Chris Canizero. So Roger Craig, after failing to bunt, moves Canizero all the way to third base, and with one out, runners are at first and third, and Elias Chacon comes up. Elias was caught looking in the first inning. One of the four strikeout victims by Kurt Farrell. Hitting 231. And now Farrell back on top, and the first pitch is a fastball high, ball one. Bob Aspromonte at third base, even with the bag, looking for a play at either home or second base. The rest of the infield infield set up for the double play with one man out. 1-0 game, the Colts lead. There's a fastball back to Chacon, again high. 2 balls and no strikes. Steps out of the batter's box. Now Chacon calling Cookie Lavigetto up to have a talk. Cookie, the third base coach. Sally Hemus back in the line for the Mets at first base. He's been out on a scouting tour, and he joined the Mets here, or as Bob Murphy put it, the Mets joined him here in Houston. Sally Hemus makes his home in this Texas city. As Chacon comes back to the batter's box. And Farrell goes back to work. And the next pitch is high inside. It moves Chacon away from the plate. Ball three. So Dirk Farrell, who has yet to walk a man, now a pitch away from loading up the bases. 3 balls and no strikes. Farrell into the stretch position. Back to Chacon. A fastball that's inside for ball four. That loads him up and brings up Johnny Neal. Johnny flat out to right field his first time up. Batting 251. Right hand batting third baseman. On a third base, Chris Cannizzaro. At second base, Roger Craig. Moved down there after the walk from Chacon. Nothing game in favor of the Houston Colts 45. Top of the third inning. Farrell with the sign now into the windup and delivers. Fastball high for ball one, just above the letter. They don't waste any time down here. They have them up and throwing early. But their relief staff has done an excellent job this year. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Neal. Fastball inside again and high. 2 balls and no strikes. Saul Farrell now falling behind Neal after walking Chacon and Hal Smith walking the ball back to the pitcher's mound. To Farrell on the mound. As Bob Kiepenhall warms up in the bullpen for the Colts 45. Kiepenhall, our knuckleball specialist. Houston, one run on four hits. The Mets have no runs and two hits. And the Mets with the bases loaded. And the next pitch to Neal. Line right through the middle in the center field. A base hit. Going for third base. Cannizzaro now coming around from second base. Roger Craig. The throw coming in is cut off, but too late. And going on down to second base after the single on the throw in is Johnny Neal. And Chacon moved over to third base. And the Mets now have taken the lead by a score of 2-1 here in the top of the third. Still only one man out. Runners at second and third, and Gene Woodling comes up. Gene bops up to the first baseman, and now the sign goes out to give him an intentional pass. And Farrell, in the stretch position, throws ball one. A few RBIs for Johnny Neal, his 54th and 55th of the year. There's ball two to Woodley. The on-deck batter is Mark Stromberry. Farrell again back outside for ball three.
3-0.
And now ball four. That loads him up once again. And coming up, Mark Stromberry. Mark struck out swinging his first time up. He's batting 249. 14 home runs and 40 runs better than.
First base,
in favor of the Mets. Top of the third inning. And the infield back for the double play with the bases loaded and only one man out. And here's the first pitch to Marv. A fastball that's inside. Ball one. Farrell retired the Mets 1-2-3 in the first and second innings. But the Mets after Keneal had gone out. Coming up with four consecutive men on base. Taking plenty of time as the sign.
And comes back to Thrumberg with a fastball that hit out the left field. It could drop in, coming on the left fielder Spangler. He can't get to it. Story from third base.
Elias Chacon and following him around is Johnny Neal. And the Mets now lead it by a score of 4-1. Moving on down to second base. On the base hit, Gene Woodley. And now the Mets with runners at first and second base. And the batter is Jim Hickman. That ball was looped out to left field. The left fielder, Al Spangler, playing a very deep left field, could not get to it. It dropped in front of him. And two men scored. And with the two in, it's now 4-1 as Jim Hickman, right-hand batting center fielder, steps up. It's all even now at 4 feet. Jim struck out swinging his first time up, and he looked at the curve for strike one. To the plate with a curveball, hit down to third base. The third baseman, Nat Vermonte, comes up with the ball, goes over, steps on third, throws the first base in time for the double play, and that retires the side. In the inning for the New York Mets, it's all 4 runs on 4 hits.
Among you, literature pertaining to the
and they leave
polio campaign.
One man on, and a score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The New York Mets 4, the Houston Cubs 45-1. Now here's one of your favorite vocalists with a bright new tune about New York's favorite beer.
Ask me, Vic Simone, what beer to buy.
I'll tell you.
That Rheingold Extra Dry, now that's the beer to buy. Its flavor crisp and bright, and clearly extra dry. It's New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry.
Leading 4-1, and we'll take this opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Rob Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas. Roger Craig now getting ready to strike the bottom half of the third inning. The first man up for the Colts will be Roman Mejia, batting in the third position in the batting order. Right-hand batting right fielder. And the first pitch by Craig is hit down towards the shortstop side. He's going up with the ball over to first base in time for out number one. So Mejia, who singled his first time up, is out for the second time. Should say for the first time, and with one out, Norm Larker comes up. His first time up. He's still in the dugout, and it looks as though they're going to send up a pinch hitter. Parker being called back.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen.
infielder, outfielder, and he'll probably stay in the game at first base. Roberts batting 125. No home runs and two runs batted in. Two RBIs scoring the tying and winning runs against the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 4-3 win for the Colt 45 the other night. That was his first Major League base hit. Now back to work. It's a slow curveball over for strike one. Norm Larker taken out of the game because of a swollen left foot hit by a foul tip in his previous time up. One strike count on the left-hand batter. And now Craig taking too much time, so Robert steps out of the batter's box. Reading the signs from Chris Cannizzaro. And his one strike pitch, a fastball that's high inside. One ball, one strike. One and one as Craig comes back to the plate with a pitch that's hit down to first base. Homeboy takes it on the bounce. To first base and makes the play unassisted for out number two. And with two out, the batter will be Carl Warwick, the center fielder. Warwick did into a forced play his first time up, batting 259 and batting from the right hand side. And the first pitch is ball one. One ball, no strikes. And delivers back again. It's a curveball over for strike one. One ball, one strike with two men out. That's four runs on four hits. The Colt 45's one run on four hits. And now Craig misses again for ball two. Two balls and one strike. And delivers low outside for ball three. Mets scored four runs in the top of the third inning to take over the lead 4-1. They lost the first game by a score 4-3. There's a swing and a foul ball on the 3-1 pitch, so Roger now has picked the count up to three balls and two strikes. On deck. And here's the windup and the delivery. A curveball line to left field, a base hit. One over by the corner is Dean Levy, who's up with the ball and going to second base with a stand-up double is Carl Walling. So the Colts now, Leonard's second base with two out of Bob Astromonte to bat it. Pitch, a curve that's inside and high. One ball, one strike. Roger Dodgers won 7 games and lost 22 this year. And he has a lifetime record of 56 wins and 60 losses. On his second base, Carl Warwick with a short lead. And Craig now back to Astromonte in the pitch.
Return home
home to open up a 12-game homestand, the final one of the year, on Monday against the Milwaukee Braves. That'll be a night game. And let us remind you once more, Cincinnati will be in over the weekend. 2-2 pitch, foul away, and the count of hold at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cincinnati currently 3.5 games out of first place in the National League race that right now has the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers all tied up with an identical record, 91 wins and 51 losses. And they will play a night game on Friday night, a day game on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon with the Mets to close out their season series. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 men out. Craig back with a curve. It's hit down towards third base, but it goes foul. Moving over to make the play, Charlie Neal, the ball goes off his glove and falls over towards the box seat area. So once again, Amal Pagano stays alive at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sending this one your way from Houston, Texas. Now Craig with the sign and back in the stretch position. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three to retire the side. Strikeout by Roger is second. And in the inning, the Colt 45 pick up 1 run on 2 hits. No errors. 2 men left on, and the score at the end of 3 innings of play. New York Mets 4, the Colt 45, 2.
And if you have not registered, you'll not miss the blank on the beach.
Say, here's another special event that will take place at the Polo Grounds during the Mets' last homestand. On Wednesday, September 19th, between games of a twilight doubleheader against Houston, 2 Owens cabin cruises will be awarded to Mets players by Howard Cruz. Cruiser worth $7,000 will be given to the Mets with the highest score for hitting the Howard signs at the Polo Grounds. The winner will not be determined until the conclusion of the first game that night. A second cabin cruiser worth $5,000 will be given to the most valuable Mets player as voted by the fans. Voting for this award closes at all Howard stores on Saturday, September 15th. In addition, Kathy Kirsch, Miss Rheingold 1962, and Eileen Rogers, beautiful star, the musical Anything Goes, will offer the presentation. Howard Cruz will also present 5 complete wardrobes and 5 suits of clothes to fans who participate in the voting. So remember, Howard Cruz Night, Wednesday, September 19th. A real big one to keep in mind. And you know, this is the time of year when a frosty glass of beer seems to taste best. And when that glass holds cold, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry, it tastes even better. That's because Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. And dry tells you why. Enjoy it. Right along with the game as we move to the top of the fourth inning. Mets lead it 4-2, and the first man up for New York will be Joe Christopher. The first pitch to the right-hand batting right fielder is a strike call. That Kirk Farrell starts off here in the fourth. Through 3 innings, he has given up 4 runs, allowed 4 hits. Strikeout 4 and walk 2. Joe, one of the strikeout victims, his first time up, but he looks to the curve, it's low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Years of age, big, strong throwing right-hander on the mound reading the signs from Al Smith. And now back to work. The 1-1 pitch is hit to center field. High in the air. Moving over is Carl Warming. Now waiting, and he puts it away. Out number one here in the top of the fourth inning. And now Rod Caneal comes in. Rod pops to second base his first time up. 0-for-1. Batting at 256. Lead. They lead 4-2, picking up 4 runs in the third inning to take the lead away from the Colt 45, who had led it at that time 1-0. And the first pitch to the right-hand batter is punted down towards the first base side. Farrell Hoffman picking up the ball, throws the first base in time for out number two. Making the play at first base, Dave Roberts, who went in as a pinch hitter for Norm Larker. So with two out, the batter will be Chris Cannizzaro. Chris started off the rally in the third inning, which saw the Mets score four by singling to right field. Roger Craig came up and singled behind him to move him over to third base. And then Elias Chacon walked to load him up. Charlie Neal drove in two with a base hit. And Morris Thornberry came up and drove in two more with a base hit. 4-2. Two men out and Chris Cannizzaro, right-hand batter in. First pitch, it's low outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes, two men out. As Farrell goes back to work and comes in with a fastball that is swung on for strike one. Farrell struck out the side in the second inning, picked up one strikeout as he got Elias Chacon at the start of the game for his fourth strikeout. Pitch, a fastball, another swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Chris Cannizzaro out of the batter's box now in, standing deep in the box against the right-hander. The 1-2 pitch, a fastball low outside. Two balls and two strikes. Farrell, wearing number 43, prefers to wear number 13. He would like to do it right here. But due to the scorecard problem, he had to use his own number, 43. On the road, he wears 13, and next year he'll have that number for both the home and road games. A 2-2 pitch, point on a miss to retire the side. A fifth strikeout for Kirk Farrell as he turns the Mets away. 2-3. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play. The New York Mets score, Colt 45-2. Now a popular question put to music by none other than Guy Lombardo.
Who is the girl? Who could be the girl? Miss Ryan goes to be a beauty. She be really cute, the only.
Field is somewhat damp from the rains here early this morning. Infield is very dry. The sharpers on it. Outfield in certain spots, not too sure. Now Craig with a new ball back to the plate, inside and high. Ball two. Farrell goes down to his knees. Two balls and one strike. On deck batter, Bob Lillis. Craig back with a curve, and there's a fly ball hit to left field. Wondy waiting. Now moves in a couple of steps and makes the catch. Rogers gets his first man here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And Bob Lillis comes up for the third time. Lillis 1-for-3 in the game, picking up a two-base hit when he looped the ball out to shallow right field. Todd Caneal went out to get his glove on the ball, but it was a tough chance, and when he was hit by Joe Christopher, Storr gave a two-base hit. Lillis batting 242 for the year and batting from the right-hand side. Roger Craig. A fastball bounced off of the plate. Roger going back has to wait. The ball comes on down. Lillis comes up with another hit. Hit number 7 off Roger Craig, and no one had a chance for that one as Lillis bounced right off of home plate. The ball bounced so high in the air that no one could make a play. And Lillis now with 2 hits in the game, and both of them stood on the gift side. And now with the runner at first base and one out, Al Spangler comes in. Left-hand batting left fielder. Spangler lined to right field his first time up and struck out swinging his second, 0-for-2, batting 283. And he looks at a slider that's low for ball one. One ball, no strike. Total of 4 hits. The Colt 45s have 2 runs and 7 base hits off Craig. There's Craig's next pitch back to the plate. It's low again, ball 2. Again a slider. 2 balls and no strikes. Craig now throw to first base, but Lillis just a step away, gets back easily. Back to the plate, and again Law with a breaking pitch for 3 balls and no strikes. Well, Roger, who has walked 2 in the game, now 3-0 to Al Spangler. We'll have the scores of all the other Major League games for you at the end of the inning. There's a fastball that's through for strike 1. On top and back to the plate. Low again. It's ball 4. That puts the tying run on at first base. And as Spangler goes down to first on Roger Craig's third walk of the game, Bob Lillis moves down to second base, and Ramon Mejia steps into the batter's box. The first hit of the game off Roger Craig in the first inning. He stole second base but was forced out at third base as Carl Warwick ended the inning. Then in the third inning, Mejia grounded to the shortstop, so he is 1-for-2. Batting 287 with 23 home runs and 68 runs batted in. Roger Craig with his first pitch to the right-hand batter outside. Low for ball 1. The curveball way outside. And Craig now behind 1-0 to Mejia. All in throwing in the bullpen for the Mets as they lead in the game 4-2. Craig into the stretch position and back with the 1 pitch. 1-0 pitch. It's on for a strike. Ball breaking over the outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Infield back looking for the double play with one man out. runners at first and second base. Now Craig again back to the plate with a fastball popped off of the hands and foul territory. Canizero tries to get to the ball, but it wasn't high enough in the air to allow him to get to it. It'll go a strike two. So the three balls and one strike.
Top and back to the plate. Low again at ball four. That puts the tying run on at first base. And this time it goes down to first on Roger Craig's third walk of the game. Bob Ellis moves down to second base and Ramon Mejia steps into the batter's box. The first hit of the game off Roger Craig in the first inning. He stole second base but was forced out at third base as Carl Warwick ended the inning. Then in the third inning, Mejia grounded to the shortstop, so he is one for two. Batting 287 with 23 home runs and 68 runs batted in. Roger Craig with his first pitch to the right-hand batter outside. Low for ball one. The curveball way outside. And Craig now behind 1-0 to Mejia. All on throwing in the bullpen for the Mets as they lead in the game 4-2. Craig into the stretch position and back with the one pitch. 1-0 pitch. It's on for a strike. Ball breaking over the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Infield back looking for the double play with one man out.
Another ball way outside. And Craig now behind 1-0 to Mejia.
All in throwing in the bullpen for the Mets as they lead in the game 4-2. Position and back with the one pitch. 1-0 pitch. It's on for a strike. Third ball breaking over the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Infield back looking for the double play with one man out. Runners at first and second base. Craig again back to the plate with a fastball popped off of the hands and foul territory. Canizero tries to get to the ball, but it wasn't high enough in the air to allow him to get to it. It'll go a strike two. So the count now, one ball and two strikes. Roger Craig asking for the ball that was fouled off to be put back in play. So Canizero goes back, picks it up, tosses it to Al Barnick. Al looks at it and puts it back in play. So Roger Craig will be working with the same ball. Pitchers like to feel a certain balls. Of course, they like to keep the ball in play if that's the case. Some feel a little bit smaller, and also some are not quite as slippery as others. Roger likes to work with a very roughed up ball, throwing a lot of breaking pitches and also throwing the screwball off of his fastball action. Now it's 1-2 as Craig sets the mound and comes back with a curve that is low outside. Two balls and two strikes. At second base, Al Spangler at first. And Ramon Mejia is the batter. All men run well. Two balls and two strikes as Craig throws a curve again, a swing and a miss for strike three. So Roger picks up a big strikeout, his third in the game, for out number two. And now coming on, Dave Roberts. Roberts came in the game as a pinch hitter for Norm Larker, who started the game. Larker went out because of a bruised instep on his left foot as a result of a foul ball. Roberts' first time up off Craig, grounded out the first base. Now batting from the left-hand side for the second time. Two men out, runners at first and second. 4-2 in favor of the Mets, and the first pitch to Roberts, a curve that's outside for ball one. this warm evening has thrown quite a few pitches. In the first game, Jay Hook started the game and was taken out after six innings, and when he went out of the game, he led 2-0. Blake now back to work, and the 1-0 pitch to Roberts. The curve is again outside. Ball two, it's on the second base, too late. Back in ahead of the throw, Bob Lillis. After Hook went out of the game in the first game, the Colts started up at 2-2. The Mets took the lead in the top of the ninth, 3-2, and lost it when the Colts scored two in the bottom half of the ninth to win the game 4-3. Greg now back on top and back to the plate. A curveball that swung on and fouled down in the dirt. Not going to two balls and one strike. Season here in Houston with the Colts 45. For the day game tomorrow, game time in New York will be at 3:55. It'll be Bob Root, right-hand curveball with a record of 9 wins and 8 losses against Craig Anderson. Anderson has won 3 and lost 17. He picked up his 17th loss in the first game here today. Game time in New York is 5:55. Corrected. It's 3:55 here, 5:55 in New York. And there's the next pitch to Roberts outside, a curveball. 3 balls and 1 strike. That game tomorrow will be on radio and TV. Craig looking for the sign. Now sets on the mound. Runners at first and second. And the pitch back is a curveball hit high in the air to center field. Jim Hickman moving in, now waiting. And he makes the catch to retire the side. In the inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, a walk and two men left on, and the score at the end of 4 innings of play. A New York Mets 4, the Colts 45-2. Now, once again, here's Bob Murphy to tell you about Milwaukee and Cincinnati and bring you up to date on the score. All right, Ralph, the Milwaukee Braves will be in New York Monday night for their final appearance of the season in the Polo Grounds. And before the game on Monday night, to add to the enjoyment of the evening, there will be field events. Those of you planning to attend the game on Monday night, hope you're planning to come early so you won't miss any of the pregame activity. Remember, too, if you're driving in, the Yankee Stadium parking facilities will be available, as well as the parking locations in and around the Polo Grounds. A wheelbarrow contest, the coaches blindfold, spun around and then trying to locate home plate. A fungo hitting contest, catcher's accuracy throwing contest, and a relay throwing accuracy contest. That's on Monday night with the Braves in town. In other games, the Phillies beat the Braves 6-4. McLeish winning his 10th in relief, loser Bob Henley. The Giants beat the Cubs 7-2. Pierce the winner. He's now 14-5. Cardwell the loser. We're in the sixth inning with New York leading 4-2. Around comes the arm from Farrell, a swing and a miss. He threw in the third pitch. Rod went right after him. The count is even at 1-1. Base hits are all even in the game. Each team with 7. New York with a 2-run lead. Into the screen. 1-2 on Rod Caniel. Rod Caniel and Jim Hickman, both rookies, have now both been up over 300 times this year. They've seen a lot of action. Draft choices and the expansion.
and Jim Hickman may turn out to be a real find for the New York Mets. Now Christopher takes his lead off first. The 1-2 pitch by Farrell, strike call, the Blazer on the outside corner, and Keneal is called out. That's the seventh strikeout in the game for Farrell.
Thank you. you feel in your throat when you smoke Cool. Enjoy that bright, clear taste all day long. Come up to Cool. Cool with the pure white filter or Cool without filter.
Craig for a minute and say, don't let it bother you.
Dave Robb
will be coming up. Roberts will be hitting for the third time. He has grounded out to Thornberry and flies to center. Defense hurt the Mets in the afternoon ball game. They were guilty of 5 errors, including one in the ninth inning that won the game for the Houston Colts 45. Now Craig working under adverse conditions. Runners on first and third. Two men down. The batter is the left-hand hitter, Dave Roberts. Two infield errors, and the Guns have runners at first and third. Here's the pitch. A pop foul over toward the dugout. Canizero hoping for a play, running hard. Stumbled over the bat boy and fell, and let's see how this one is called. He may be called out. He will be. The bat boy crouched near the on-deck circle by the on-deck hitter, Carl Warwick, failed to get out of the way of Chris Canizero, and Canizero, with his eye on the ball and running toward the field boxes, stumbled over the leg of the bat boy and fell, and the ball landed just a few feet beyond Canizero, and so is out on the play. Give Canizero credit for a putout. The side is retired in the sixth inning with no runs, no hits, two errors, and two left on. So now at the end of six, the score, the New York Mets 4 and the Houston Colts 45, 3.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. Dirk Farrell out taking his warm-up tosses now. A special event that's going to take place at the Polo Grounds during the Mets' last homestand that you won't want to miss on Sunday, September 16th, during pregame ceremonies before the game against the 1961 National League champion Cincinnati Reds. Bohack Supermarkets and King Corn Stamps will present a fully equipped Daytona-like automobile to the most popular Mets player. On that day, there will also be 2,000 guests of Bohack at the Polo Grounds, one of whom also will receive a fully equipped Daytona Lark. So remember the date, Sunday, September 16th, Bohack Day. Tickets for this game and all future games are now on sale at the Polo Grounds Grand Central Station and Pennsylvania Station. Reservations may also be made at all Howard Close stores. Elio Chacon is at the plate, and the first pitch is in there for a call, strike one. And it's low away for a ball. It's 1-1. Chacon is 1-for-2 on a walk. Pitch comes in high, and it's 2-1 now to the Mets shortstop. Afternoon game, it was the Met bat boy who very nearly was involved in a collision on a high pop, but he escaped, and just now the Houston Colts 45 bat boy was involved. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. It's 2-2. And because of the interference, of course, the out was called, and the put out is given to the catcher. The 2-2 pitch. For the Mets leading here by a score of 4-3 in the top half of the seventh inning. The Colts 45 won this afternoon's game by a score of 4-3. Here's a swing, and it's a base hit going up the middle for Elio Chacon. Carl Warwick up with it, relays it in, and Chacon turns and holds it first. Elio has two base hits in tonight's game, and here comes Charlie Neal, who also has two. He had a single to drive in two runs in the top of the third, and he had a single in the top of the fifth as well.
Third baseman, number four.
Against the Houston Colts 45 this season. Charlie Neal's been up 34 times, has 14 hits, so he is batting .412 against the Houston Colts 45. He's a native Texan from Longview. Pitch out, but nothing was on, so it goes as ball one to Charlie Neal. Gene Woodling is now on deck for the New York Mets.
and into the stretch. Your cone leads it first. And here's the pitch to Neal. Swung, and it's a high hopper down the third baseline. Taken by the catcher, and the throw on the first. Not in time. He's safe. Neal and Chacon holds it second. Al Smith out there to make the play on the ball. Wheeled in through the first, but not in time to get Neal as he beat it out for another base hit. Chacon holding at second base. Back-to-back base hits. Tiefenauer is up and throwing in the bullpen. Right-hander and knuckleballer Bob Tiefenauer warming up for the Colt 45s. Here's Gene Woodling at the plate, a left-hand batter who has popped out, walked and flat out to center field. Runners leading at first and second base. Kirk Farrell with a pitch swung on, and it's a high pop into short center field. Coming in is Carl Warwick. He's underneath, and he's waiting, and he makes the catch for the out. There's no advance. One away on Woodling's fly ball to center, and Marv Thornberry's coming up. Thornberry sliced the base hit into left field with the bases loaded in the top half of the third to account for two of the four runs that the Mets scored in the top of the third. Mets got all four of their runs in the top of the third, and they lead here by a score of 4-3. You know, now's the time to sit back, relax, and light up a cool cigarette. Chacon leads at second. Charlie Neal leads at first. Here's a throw to second, and he's out at second base. They got Chacon. Chacon has been picked off as Bob Lilich, the shortstop, got it behind him. So the pickoff goes 1-6. Two away, Neal at second. Standing in and waiting. Left-hand batter. Here's the pitch. It's tight for ball one. The right-handed Bob Miller is throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. It's a swing and a miss. 1-1 count to Thornberry. Rick Hersher also is throwing to Sammy Taylor in the bullpen. Charlie Neal standing on the bag at first. Now takes his lead, and Farrell's pitch to Thornberry. Swung on and fouled off out of play. It's 1-2. Final game of the series tomorrow. It will be the final appearance of the New York Mets here in Houston, Texas this season. We'll be on the air at 5:55 p.m. New York time. Game time is 6 p.m. New York time. That's 4 p.m. Houston time. Thornberry waits for the 1-2 pitch. Takes it outside for ball two. It's 2-2. Houston Colt 45s won this afternoon's game by a score of 4-3 by scoring two runs with two men out in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Like to project it a little further, there were two strikes on the batter. Swing and a miss, and Farrell starts up his ninth strikeout, getting Marv Thornberry in the top half of the seventh. The New York Mets got no runs on one hit. Two hits, I beg your pardon. One left. At the end of six and a half innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 4 and the Houston Colt 45 3. And now, here's a familiar tune well worth marching to. fans play it, people say it. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer, and dry tells you why. Yes, sir, dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy it, along with the ball game. Now for the New York Mets, Rick Hischer has gone into left field in place of Gene Woodley.
Now playing left field for the Mets, number six, Rick Hischer.
So if you're keeping a scorecard, Hischer will bat third in place of Gene Woodley. As we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning now, the Colt 45s have Carl Warwick at the plate, right-hand batter. Craig bending from the waist, looking in for the sign. He has it into the windup, and the pitch is on the way. It's swung out and fouled off. Carl Warwick's one of the few men in the major leagues who throws left and bats right. Craig works the pitch, and it's inside for ball. It's 1-1. The official paid attendance here tonight, 6,568. Total attendance in the ballpark, 7,678. There's a pitch, low and outside, and coming all the way back to the screen. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Galen Sisco have joined the New York Mets. They are here and in uniform tonight. There's a pitch low for ball. It's 3-1. Sherman Jones has been here and in uniform for this entire series. The 3-1 pitch. Blowing away and he walked him.
So the Colt 45s open up.
The bottom half of the seventh. Getting Carl Warwick out at first. He represents potential tying run. Coming up is Bob Aspromonte. 2-for-3 tonight. It was his base hit that enabled the Colt 45s to win in the bottom half of the ninth this afternoon. Craig now up and into the stretch as Warwick leads it first, and here's the pitch. It's in there for a call strike. Thornberry charging at first base, as was Charlie Neal at third, in anticipation of a bunt attempt, but he did not square. Lum Harris coaching at third, running the strategy department of the Houston Colt 45. There's a pitch out. Thought something might be on it, wasn't it? It's 1-1. Roger Craig is up and into the stretch. Throw over. 1-1. Perhaps you heard the announcement in the background that tomorrow it'll be Bob Bruce going for Colt 45 against Craig Anderson of the New York Mets. There's a pitch high. 2-1. Craig Anderson came on this afternoon to pitch the ninth inning and was the losing pitcher in the afternoon game. Looking for the sign. Now wants to start the series all over again. Now he has a sign. Here's a throw over. Warwick back safely. Breaking ball swung on as a fly to center. Lined up is Jim Hickman and he makes the catch. Halfway on the fly ball, the center car Warwick returns to the bag at first. One away. Catcher Hal Smith coming up. Popped out to first, walked and fly to center. Jim Hickman has 6 put outs in center field. Smith. Smitty's a right-hand batter. this afternoon. Throw over Warwick's back safely. Roger Craig is not reluctant about throwing over to first base. Throws over again, not in time. Nor is he bashful about the number of times he will throw over. He has 13 pickoffs this season as a result. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's strike one to Hal Smith. Due up next. The Mets lead here by a score of 4-3. Rose batting in the bottom half of the seventh. The pitch coming high, and it's 2-1. Well, it began to rain early this morning here in Houston, and rained throughout the morning. Rained hard at that. However, there's been no difficulty in getting these two ball games in. Craig steps off the rubber. Warwick shortens up at first base. Throw over, not in time. Again, a throw over. Warwick back safely. This time is low to Hal Smith, and it's 3-1. Craig takes just a moment now before getting ready for the next pitch. Up and into the stretch. Here's a 3-1 pitch. In there for a call, strike two. It's 3-2. One man out. Warwick the runner at first base. Warwick leads now. Throw over. He's back safely. Again, he takes his lead. He's running. Pitch is swung on and popped up down towards third. Canizero now has called, and Chris Canizero makes the catch in foul territory with Neil Wright there. Roger Craig making the call. No advance work. Back to the bag at first. Two men out, and Billy Goodman is coming up to bat for Joey Amalfitano. Here's the announcement.
Billy Goodman.
Goodman, left-hand batter, one-time batting champion of the American League. Last year with the Chicago White Sox, picked up by the Houston Colts 45s as a free agent this year. Continuing on down to the bullpen area of the New York Mets. One and one to Goodman. Richie Ashburn out of action for the New York Mets with a sore shoulder that he injured the opening game of this series when he went across the line and left to try to field a foul pop. Dive ended up in the mud hole down there all over and sustained a bruised shoulder that has him out of action. Can't throw. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung out and missed. Strike two. It's 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Pitcher Dick Farrell is due up next for the Colt 45. The Turk is trying tonight to become the first Houston Colt 45 pitcher to achieve 10 victories. Here's a throw over to first, but Warwick's back safely.
Tonight as Joey J was the loser and Larry Jackson the winner.
And at the end of five innings of play now, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers 6, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing. Pete Richards pitching for the Dodgers. McBeam started for the Pirates. LeMabe in the third and Joe Gibbon in the third. In the American League, the New York Yankees defeated the Boston Red Sox 6-1. Whitey Ford over Don Schwall. The Chicago White Sox beat Washington 6-3. Early win, getting the 299th career victory. Rudolph the loser. Minnesota 9, Detroit 2, as Pascal was the winner, his 18th win, and Mossy the loser. Cleveland 3, Kansas City 2, Latman the winner, Pfister the loser. Los Angeles Angels 2, Baltimore Orioles 1, Bo Bilinski the winner. He's 9-9. Now Chuck Estrada the loser. For the Colts 45, Billy Goodman stays in the ballgame at second base. In place of Joey Amalfitano, for whom he hits. New York Mets here in the top half of the eighth inning will send up Jim Hickman. He is nothing for three tonight.
Center fielder number nine, Jim Hickman.
Here's a special announcement for all New York Mets fans. Fan Appreciation Day will be held at the Polo Grounds on Sunday, September 23rd. This is the Mets' last home game, so listen to this station for further announcements and details next week. Pitch to Hickman, swung on. It's a foul ball coming back. It is going into the stands and out of play. Third baseman Rob Espromonte gave it a run, but it's out of play. Kirk Farrell started, still in there for the Colt 45s, although Tiefenauer has been warming up about three separate times throughout the course of this ballgame. There's a pitch low. It's 1-1. Joe Christopher's on deck for the Mets, batting here in the top half of the eighth inning. This pitch is far on. It's a high fly ball deep to left field. It is sending Al Spangler way back there. This one is off the wall. Hickman moves on to second base and holds up there as Spangler was there, and so was Carl Warwick, but ball bounced against the wall, and they played it right off of the wall, in the air, and on in, but Hickman is standing on second with a double as it hit above the head of Al Spangler out there on the wall in left center field, so scored as a double for Jim Hickman. Will bring up Joe Christopher. Score tied here, 4-4. That was the 11th hit for the Mets off Dick Farrell in this ballgame. And again, knuckleballer Bob Tiefenauer is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Colt 45. Christopher's a right-hand batter. Into the stretch. Hickman leads off the bag at second. Here's the ball bunted. It's up into the air, but Farrell can't find the handle as it has a lot of English on it, and on it first is Christopher. No play made on him as Farrell finally flipped out trying to field it, and it scored as a base hit. And trying to bunt the ball, Christopher headed up into the air. Farrell came over to try to make a play, then tried to short hop it and could not control it. It had a lot of English on it. Skidded away from him, and he in turn skidded and tried to get back to make the play on it. So Christopher's on it first, and Hickman is moved to third on the play. Rod Keneal will be coming up now for the Mets with runners at first and third, nobody out, as the Mets make a bid to push one across here in the top half of the eighth inning with the score tied 4-4. That was base hit number 12 for the Mets, off Dick Farrell. Billy Goodman is coming to the mound now, and shortstop Bob Lillis has walked over. They're getting straightened out on how they're going to play it here with runners first and third. And now Rod Keneal is being called back. Choo-choo Coleman comes out to the on-deck circle. Chris Canizero walks over to say a word to Coach Salihimas at first base. Keneal goes all the way back into the dugout. Choo-choo Coleman swinging back and coming up to bat for Keneal.
Keneal number 17, Coleman.
The manager, Casey Stengel, has gone to his bench here in an effort to get a run across in the top half of the eighth inning. pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. It's strike one. Felix Mantilla is loosening up down in the bullpen area of the New York Mets now. Strike one count to Clarence Choo Choo Coleman. Barrels into the stretch, and here's the pitch. Swung on, and again, a high foul ball, back and out of play. Two strike count to Choo Choo. He's up and into the stretch. Runners lead first and third. The pitch, fastball outside. It's one and two. Choo-choo swinging that bat. Standing in and waiting. Now he steps out of the batter's box. Comes back in. Turk Farrell into the stretch. Pitch is swung on, and it's a fly ball going deep to right field, and Mejia comes on, makes the catch, tagged up, and coming down the line to score is Jim Hickman. And the Mets are out in front here by a score of 5-4. Was hit on the button out into right field. Mejia skidded a couple of steps just as he got to the ball, but managed to control himself and enough to make the catch. But it was deep enough to score Jim Hickman, and that was the idea. So scored as a sacrifice fly and a run batted in to Choo Choo Coleman. Holding at first base is Joe Christopher, and Chris Canizaro is coming up with one man out. Mets 5 and the Colt 45's 4. Zero is 2-for-3. Swings and sends a drive into right field. This is going to fall in for a base hit. Christopher turns his second, digging for third, and Mejia overruns the ball. Christopher slides into third, and the throw instead comes to the plate all the way. And on the throw in, Canizaro moves to second. Runners at second and third. Score that as an error on Mejia. Score it as an error on Mejia. Single and an error gives the Mets runners at second and third with one man out, and that is Chris Canizaro's third base hit of this game. Roger Craig coming out of the dugout now and coming on up here for the Mets. On Stephen R. Still. Throwing in the bullpen. Have 13 hits off Turk Farrell. And that is the most that he has allowed in a game this season. Time called here as coach Cookie Lavigetta has called Roger Craig down to talk to him to see what they're going to do here. There's one man out. Umbright is not throwing in the bullpen. Jim Umbright is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Colt 45s. Here's the pitch to Craig. Swung out and missed. Strike one. Colt 45s with the infield in here to try to cut off a run at the plate. Christopher's the base runner at third, and Canizaro is the base runner at second. Roger Craig had a base hit in the third inning of this game. Straight away, lines and fires, pitch out, and it's 1-1, nothing on. Code 45 is gambling on a pitch out that the Mets just might have a play on, trying to squeeze a run home perhaps, but it didn't turn out that way, and the count is one ball and one strike. Pitch
She swung on. It's a high pop up over the plate. It's in foul territory. Not coming back. And coming back is catcher Hal Smith. He has a play. Makes the catch and runs it back to the area of home plate to prevent any advance. Two-way Craig is fouled out to the catcher. Now, Elio Chacon is coming up. Runners second and third. Two men out. The Mets five and the Colts four. In this game. Farrell again working straight away. In there for a call, strike one. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. Again the pitch. Check swing, ground ball to first base. Taken there by Dave Roberts. Makes the play unassisted to retire the side. Elio checked the swing, but it's got it out up to first base unassisted. In the top of the eighth, the Mets got one run on three hits. There was one error and two men left. So at the end of seven and a half innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 5 and the Houston Colts 45, 4. Well, you know, everybody's got favorites. Favorite foods, favorite sports, favorite girls. Before the baseball season began, everybody had his favorite pick to win the pennant. And now all over New York, people are talking about their favorite candidate for Miss Rheingold 1963. Who will next year's Miss Rheingold be? Well, that's up to you. Your votes will decide the winners. So next time you're ordering Rheingold Extra Dry at any one of the 45,000 stores and taverns that sell New York's favorite beer, drop in a vote or two for your favorite candidate at the familiar Rheingold ballot box. No matter who your favorite is, True, Criswell, Loretta, Beverly, Eileen, or Carol, enjoy a glass of Rheingold Extra Dry, the one beer that year after year has been the chosen favorite of New Yorkers. Have a sip of Rheingold's extra clean, bright taste, and you'll join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Now for the New York Mets, Felix Mantilla is in to play second base. Leading off for the Colts 45, top of the batting order, shortstop Bob Lillis. Clyde DeSona, double single and grounded out second to first. Al Bolick, the umpire behind the plate, getting his own lineup card straightened out at this moment. Mantilla will bat seventh in the batting order of the New York Mets. Roger Craig with the pitch, a breaking ball in there for a call, strike one to Bob Lillis. Opening up the bottom half of the eighth inning. Again the pitch, swung on and lined out in the left center field, in there for a base hit. Jim Hickman scooped it up, relays it in, turning and holding at first. Is Lillis with his third base hit of the night. He represents potential tying run with nobody out. Al Spangler's coming up. Slide to right, struck out, walked and was out on Camille Zera. Camille had successive errors in the bottom half of the sixth inning. One on Spangler, one on Mejia. And now Roman Mejia is coming up.
as Canizero has gone out to the mound. And for the New York Mets, Larry Foss is throwing in the bullpen. Larry Foss, recently acquired from the Pirate organization, he had been at Asheville, is warming up in the bullpen. Foss is a right-hander. Mejia's there now and waiting. One man out. Rookie Dave Roberts is on deck now for the Colt 45. Okay, checks and deals. Pitch is swung on and missed. One and one to Mejia. Being run by coaches Lum Harris and Cott Deal in the absence of manager Harry Kraft, who is bedded with the virus. Last year, when Paul Richards left the Baltimore Orioles before the end of the season, Lum Harris took over there as temporary manager. Now, the 1-1 pitch. Swung out in full foul down past Harris. The coaches box at third. 1-2 to Mejia. A moment, looks around the outfield. Wind blowing out toward left still, whipping the flag. Roger looks in for a sign, has one now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's in there for a call, strike three, got him looking. And for Roger Craig, his fourth strikeout of this ball game, a big one. Two men out and a runner in second. Dave Robbins is coming up. Robbins came in place of Norm Larker early in the ballgame. He has himself been up three times without a hit. He came up to hit for Larker in the bottom half of the third inning.
24, Dave Robbins.
Norm Larker fouled the ball off his foot and sustained the bruise. That in the first inning. All right, Roger Craig. In the set position, here's the pitch to the left-hand batter in there for a call, strike one. That's five, the Colt 45's four. Leads at second base. Here's a pitch. Missing outside football. It's 1-1. Larry Foss still working in the bullpen for the Mets. Harris had him in spring training with the big club, and this season he has been at Asheville in the Sally League. Record of 10-5. Pitch. Missing low and away, and it's two balls and one strike for Dave Roberts. Roberts got his first major league hit here night before last, a double that beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. Waits for the 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. Swung on and does it in the right field for a base hit. Charged by Christopher. Rodney Curtis River's coming home. There'll be no play on him. As he comes across, puts the ball down, and it's 5-5-5. Holding at first base is Dave Roberts with a single to right and a run batted in. That brings up Carl Warwick as again the Colt 45 is a battle back. Charlie Neely plays on
to Thornberry at first in time, but the outfit retires to side. So in the bottom half of the eighth, the Colt 45 is out with one run on two hits. No errors and one left. So at the end of eight full innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 5 and the Houston Colt 45 5. Monday night, that'll be September 10th. The New York Mets will be in town at the Polo Grounds to take on the Milwaukee Braves. They'll be led in by Warren Spahn, Lou Burdett, Joe Adcock, Eddie Matthews, and, of course, Henry Aaron, one of the Major League's outstanding performers. The Colt 45s will be in for the Milwaukee Braves will be in for their last appearance of this season. And before the ball game on Monday night, there will be field events, including relay throwing from the outfield for speed, fungo hitting for accuracy, catcher throwing into a barrel at second base, and a wheelbarrow contest between the coaches. A blindfolded wheelbarrow contest to see which coach is blindfolded can find home plate. That's on Monday night. Say, do you know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. But why not find that out for yourself? Enjoy a cold glass of Rheingold right now. We'll be going now to the top half of the ninth inning, and the New York Mets will send up Charlie Neal. Is 3-for-4 tonight against the Houston Colt 45 this season. Charlie Neal is batting 429, 15-for-35. Third baseman, 4, Charlie Neal. Here's Farrell's pitch. It's swung on and foul back onto the screen for strike one. Colt 45 is tied in the bottom of the seventh. The Mets went ahead in the top of the eighth. Colt 45 is tied again in the bottom of the eighth, so the Mets are trying to see what they can do in the top of the ninth. That pitch misses low. It's 1-1. Charlie Neal had a bases loaded single, a drive and two runs in the top half of the third inning. In for his side from catcher Hal Smith. The pitch swung on and has a looping fly ball into right. Roman Mejia moves in underneath. He's waiting and he makes the catch for the out. One away for the Mets in the top half of the ninth, and that will bring up Rick Hersher coming up for his first time in the game. Gene Woodling started in left field tonight for the Mets. The pitch low and away for ball one. Frank Thomas has not played in the ball game tonight. Low and away. It's ball two to Hersher. Hersher makes his offseason home in Dallas, Texas. More certain way to become unpopular in Houston than to let it be known that you live in Dallas. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. It's 2-1. Marv Thornberry's on deck for the Mets. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Out nine in this ball game. His season's high is 12 strikeouts. It was a blazing fastball. He's always been pretty well up on the strikeout list. Here's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and has a fly ball to right. Roman Mejias will have a long run. He's coming out and he has it lined up now underneath and makes the catch. So Neal and Hersh
Usher have flied out to me. He has two away, and Meyer Thornberry coming up. He had a bases loaded single in the third, driving two runs. Otherwise, he gets struck out, popped out, and struck out. The count to Marv Thornberry with Jim Hickman on deck for the Mets. Here's a swing and a one hopper to Billy Goodman at second. He plays on over to Dave Roberts at first in time. Barrow got the Mets out in order in the top of the ninth with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of 8 1/2 innings of play, the score is New York Mets 5 and the Houston Colts 45-5.
Say, fans, you ever feel you were having a curve thrown at you by your cigarette? That brand you were smoking that tasted okay when you first smoked it, has it ever pulled a change up and begun to taste hot and dry? When that happens, it's time you made a change. A real change. It's time you came up to cool. Tell you something a lot of smokers have found out. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. You know why? It's because Kool's menthol magic actually brightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. Take it from me, I know, fans, now's the time to come all the way up to cool. Right now, signal the man with the cigarette tray. Get cool filter kings or cool without filter. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. Before we go to the bottom of the ninth, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady, your New York Mets station.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy. In Houston, Texas, Bob Astromonte's up for the Colt 45s. Craig Fitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Los Angeles with the Pirates batting in the top of the seventh. It's the Dodgers 6 and the Pirates nothing. Pete Ricketts still going for the Dodgers. Tom Butters is now going for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here's the pitch, low and away for ball one. It's 1-1. And makes the catch in left center. Astromonte has flied out to Hickman three times. That's 7 footouts for Jim Hickman tonight. One away, nobody on for the Colt 45. That brings up Hal Smith.
45 catcher.
Smith is nothing for 3 and a walk tonight. Coming back, Canizero gives it a run, but this one's in the stands. Bill Renew has been recalled by Colt 45. He'll be here tomorrow, and he'll be eligible to play Jim Campbell in here to finger this afternoon. There's a foul tip. Caught him on the hand. And he's going to be out a couple of weeks, so permission was received from President Warren Giles of the National League for Renew to be brought up. Again, Roger Craig with the pitch. Low and away, short hop by Canizero. It's 1-1. New York Mets 5 and the Houston Colt 45s 5. Bottom half of the ninth inning. The pitch low. It's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Missing outside. It's 3-1. Armbright is up and throwing again in the bullpen for the Colts. The base runner here in the bottom of the ninth with one man out. Billy Goodman's coming up. Goodman's been up one time. Single and moved on to second on an error by Jim Hickman in center field. On the ground ball. Pitch is low. It's ball one. Came to the bottom half of the ninth inning, trailing by one run, and they pulled it out with two runs in the bottom of the ninth, winning 4-3. Here, they're all even, 5-5 in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets, of course, now trying to take the game into extra innings. Craig steps off the rubber as Thornberry moves over to the bag. Pitch to the plate, swung on, and has a fly ball to the left center field. Again, Hickman is called, and he makes the catch. No advance by Al Smith, who returns to the bag at first. 8 putouts for Jim Hickman in center field. And Derek Farrell is due up, but Johnny Temple's got a bat for him here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Temple batting for Derek Farrell. Game, having got 9 innings in which he gave up 5 runs on 13 hits. He struck out 9 and he walked 2. Pitch to Temple. He's in there for a called strike. 2 men out, the runner at first base. Score tied 5-5. Here's the pitch swung on, and it's popped up off the line at third and given a run by Charlie Neal, but it's in the stands and out of play. The 8 putouts by Jim Hickman in center field tonight has tied the major league record that was set by Mike Donlin of the New York Giants on October 13th, 1905. And by Ed Roush of the Cincinnati Reds on October 1st, 1919. So Jim Hickman has tied that major league record here tonight with 8 putouts in center field. Pitch is low for a ball. 1-2. Temple in and waiting. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In there for a call, strike 3. Breaking ball, and he took it. So for Roger Craig, that is his 5th strikeout. Gets him out of the inning, and we'll be going into extra innings here. In the bottom half of the ninth, the Colt 45's got no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 left. And so at the end of 9 full innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 5 and the Houston Colts 45-5. Well, the San Francisco Giants won their ball game this afternoon. The Cincinnati Reds have lost their game tonight. The Los Angeles Dodgers are leading in their ball game tonight. As the National League pennant race is really tightened up here as we're in the last month to play. Cincinnati Reds will be at the Polo Grounds on Friday night, September 14th, Saturday afternoon, September 15th, Sunday afternoon, September 16th. It'll be the final appearance of the Cincinnati Reds. They are the defending National League champions, making their final trip in the Polo Grounds. So we hope you'll be on hand. We're going to be going here through the top half of the 10th inning. And the New York Mets are going to be sending up Jim Hickman, Joe Christopher, and Felix Mantilla. The final game of this series will be played tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be on the air at 5:55 p.m. New York time. Now, that's later than usual. Starting time is 4 p.m. here in Houston. That's 6 p.m. in New York. Jim Umbright has come on now to pitch for the Houston Colt 45. Right-hander Jim Umbright, one time the property of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Coming on in relief here. As Farrell pitched nine innings, gave up five runs on 13 hits, struck out nine and walked two. Here's Jim Hickman. He had a double last time up off the left field wall. Umbright's pitch is in there for a called strike. Right-hander works. Pitch is swung on a ground ball. Fielded deep in third by Astromonte to throw over to first. In time, he got him. Beautiful fielding play by Astromonte, who one-handed it. And it made the complete pivot all the way around to make the throw on to Dave Robinson first in time to get Jim Hickman. One away for the Mets in the top half of the 10th. That's going to bring up Joe Christopher. Jim Umbright last year was with the St. Louis Cardinals and with Charleston in the International League. No record with the Cardinals. He won 10 and lost 2 at Charleston last year. Here's a swing and a comebacker to Umbright. Throws on over to first to Robertson time. Two away, nobody on. And bring up Felix Mantilla for the Mets. Attended the University of Georgia. He graduated with a BS degree. Started as an infielder. Mantilla, right-hand batter. Now for his first time in the ballgame. Takes a call, strike one. That's 5 and the Houston Colt 45 is 5. Blown away. It's ball one. 1-1. The games are not likely to be much more closely contested than have been those between the New York Mets and the Colt 45 this season. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung out and missed. He took a ripple at that one. Chris Canizzaro is on deck for the Mets. Chris has 3 base hits tonight. But Umbright is pitching with 2 men out and nobody on. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Mantilla. Low and away. It's 2-2. The Mets got 4 runs in the top half of the third inning on 4 hits. Neal had a bases loaded 2-run single. Mark Thornberry had a bases loaded 2-run single to account for the 4 runs. Mets got another in the top half of the 8th inning. Hickman double. Christopher single. Here's a swing and a ground ball is short, taken by Lillis. He plays on to Robertson, time for the out. So Jim Umbright sets aside top of the tenth with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of 9 1/2 innings of play, the score is New York Mets 5, the Houston Colts 45-5. Well, you know, fans, any time is a good time to enjoy the brisk, bright flavor of Rheingold, but it goes especially well with these wonderful autumn days that are coming up. Yes, sir, wonderful days call for the wonderful taste of Rheingold Extra Dry, a taste that's brisk and bright and is clean, clear through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way. Extra dry to be extra refreshing. So you better stock up now and have plenty of cool, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry on hand. Enjoy those wonderful days with the wonderful beer, Rheingold Extra Dry. Out of the bottom half of the 10th inning, Roger Craig still on the mound for the New York Mets. He started, he's come all the way. The Colts will be sending up Bob Lilly, shortstop, who has three hits tonight. Driven in one run and scored one himself. Lilly's one time the property of the Dodgers. Bunts the ball down to first base line. Thornberry will have to field it. Can Craig get there ahead of the runner? He cannot. He's safe. A perfect punt by Bob Lillis. Thornberry had to play it, and then Lillis beats Roger Craig to the bag. So it's a base hit for Lillis, his fourth of the night. Coming here in the bottom half of the 10th inning, he has bunted his way on. In his last 11 times up. Al Sengler coming up now for the Colts 45. The New York Mets, of course, have to protect against the likelihood of the sacrifice here, with Lillis representing potential winning run on at first base for the Colts 45s in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Field is plainly. He looked at Lilith, held him there momentarily, fired on to first, but the minute he did, Lilith headed to third. Thornberry's throw back across the mound to Chacon, covering the bag, was not in time. Rookie Dave Roberts is coming up now. He singled a drive and a run in the bottom half of the eighth inning. He has taken a moment to talk to Coach Lum Harris. Outside the batter's box, he's a left-hand batter. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers are batting in the bottom half of the eighth, leading the Pirates by a score of 6-1.
Number 24, Dave Roberts.
There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Off the bag at third. Roger Craig works with the windup. And the pitch is low for ball one. It's 1-1. The Mets 5 and the Colts 45 5 in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's in there for a call, strike two. Steps back out of the batter's box, gets a handful of dirt, and comes back in. Craig leaning way over to get a sign, and as he does, Roberts backs out of the batter's box. Now Craig takes a moment, puts the palm of his hand right down on the dirt, wipes his fingertips. Now he's set to work. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's inside. It's 2-2. The Colts with two men out and a runner at third in the bottom of the 10th. Is waiting. Swings that bat, and here's the pitch. It's outside, and it's a full count now to Roberts, with Carl Warwick on deck for the Colts 45. Again, Craig looks in to get his sign. Takes off the sign. Now again, Roberts is backed out of the batter's box. Canizero started out toward the mound, takes a couple of steps, stops now as Craig waves him back. Dave Roberts back in. He's waiting for a payoff pitch. Shakes off one side. Another. Two running him all the way around. Now, the 3-2 pitch. Low, it gets by Canizero. Coming home is Lillard with the run that ends the ball game. The ball game is over. As the Colts 45 have won it. That pitch hit him the dirt. Throw it as a wild pitch. It hit him the dirt. A wild pitch that walked. Dave Roberts, but more importantly, it allowed Bob Lilly to come home from third with the winning run, and the Colts 45 have won the ball game in the bottom half of the 10th inning. They won the afternoon game by getting two runs in the bottom of the ninth. They have won the night game on a wild pitch in the bottom half of the 10th inning, thrown by Roger Craig. And so, in the bottom half of the 10th inning, two were out when the winning run was scored as a walk was drawn by Dave Roberts. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of this game, the Houston Colts 45-6, the New York Mets 5 in 10 innings. Well, keep in mind that the Mets will be home at the Polo Grounds on Monday night to take on the Milwaukee Braves. And they will be there on September 14th at night, September 15th in the afternoon, and September 16th in the afternoon against the Cincinnati Reds. Then Monday the 17th is off. These Houston Colt 45s will be on the 18th for a twilight doubleheader, the 19th for a twilight doubleheader, and the 20th for an afternoon game. And then comes the season-ending series at home for the Mets against the Chicago Cubs. Tickets, of course, now on sale for all of those games. You ever notice how some ball players are naturals? You know, some of the major leaguers, through determination and hard work, get to be pretty good athletes. But the really great stars, I mean the all-time greats, well, they were natural ball players the day they were born. Same way with beer. Most beers taste pretty good, but the really great ones, they are natural. Like Rheingold Extra Dry. Even before it's brewed, Rheingold is naturally a great beer. Because Rheingold uses only the finest natural ingredients. The finest grain, the finest hops, and the purest water in Rheingold Extra Dry. And Rheingold is brewed long and slow. Brewed naturally. Even the sparkle in Rheingold is natural. Yes, Rheingold's natural brewing takes extra time, and that costs extra money. But there are no shortcuts to an extra dry beer. When was the last time you enjoyed the delicious, brisk, and bright flavor of an extra dry beer? When was the last time you enjoyed a Rheingold? Well, here in Houston, the Colt 45s have scored a run on a wild pitch in the bottom half of the 10th inning to defeat the New York Mets by a score of 6-5. And to tell you something about the day's activity here, here is Ralph Kiner.
Well, Roger Craig outlasted the starting pitcher for the Colt 45s, Dick Farrell. As Farrell went 9 innings, it gave up to Jim Umbright. But he couldn't outlast the Houston Colt team at all as they scored in the 10th inning to win the doubleheader, winning the first game by a score of 4-3 and the second game by a score of 6-5. Roger went 9 2/3 innings. That is the second time that he has gone in extra innings this season. In the 9 2/3 innings, he gave up 6 runs, allowed 12 base hits. He struck out 5 and walked 5. In the 10th inning, the first man up, Bob Willis, beat out a bunt for a base hit. Roger a little bit late covering from the pitcher's mound, and he was not able to make the play. Then Al Spangler laid down a perfect sacrifice bunt to move Bob Willis over to second base. And when Roman Mejia scrouted out the third, the break of the game came for the Houston Colt 45s, and Bob Willis, very alertly, went over to third base on the throw to first base. As he was on third base, Roger Craig worked to Dave Roberts, who had singled in the tying run in the 8th inning, the 5th one for the Colt 45. He got the count to 3-2 and gave up ball 4, which also turned out to be a wild pitch. And on the wild pitch, Willis scored from third base with the winning run of the ball game. For the Colt 45s, their 14th extra inning game, the 5th one they have won this year. They have lost 8 and tied 1. The Mets played their 16th extra inning game, and they lost their 12th while winning 4. It was also the 53rd one-run game played by the Mets. They have won 16 now and lost 37. In the series here at Houston, the Colt 45s have won 7 of the 8 games played here in Houston. One game remaining, that'll be tomorrow. Game time will be at 5:55 New York time. Scheduled to go on that game, Bob Bruce for the Colt 45s. He has a record of 9 wins and 8 losses against Craig Anderson, who has lost 16 in a row, and he has a record of 3-17. At the Polo Grounds, the Colt 45s have a record of 2 wins and 2 losses. They'll be coming in for 5 more games, playing in the Polo Grounds on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. The 18th will be a twi-night doubleheader, the 19th a twi-night doubleheader, and a single day game on the 20th. On the season, the Colt 45s have won 9 of the 12 games played so far, and the Mets now on the road have lost their 58th game. They have won 17. They have won 18 while losing 51 at home, and their overall record now, 35 wins and 109 losses. For the Colt 45s, they have won their 31st game of the year here in Colt Stadium. They have lost 45 here, and with their road record of 25-42, they have an overall record of 55 wins, make it 56 wins and 87 losses. Colts have now won 6 in a row. This is the highest they have ever won in their history, and they have won 11
of their last 14 games. The Mets have lost six in a row with their loss here in the second game of the split day-night doubleheader. That's the story on the first game. The second game, I should say, on the first game, the Colts won it 4-3 when they came from behind to score two runs in the ninth inning to give the loss to Craig Anderson, his 17th of the year. The winning pitcher in the first game was Russ Kemmer, his fourth win against two losses. Once again, the final score in the second game, the Colts 6, the Mets 5, the winning pitcher Jim Umbright. He has now a record of 2 wins and no losses. The losing pitcher Roger Craig has record 7 wins and 23 losses. That's the story right here from Colts Stadium. Don't forget, a game tomorrow, the final game of the season here in Houston between the Mets and the Colts. Game time will be at 5:55 New York time, and the game will be both on television and on radio. This broadcast came to you through the courtesy of the Liebman Breweries, New York and New Jersey, and Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy fine, cold Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Enjoy an ice cold glass of good Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy, our statistician Joe McDonald, our engineer Joe Kresnicka, our producer Joe Gallagher, and for cool cigarettes. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat when you come up to the menthol magic of cool. Once again, the final score of the two games here from Houston. The first game won in the daytime by the Colt 45s 4-3. The second game won here tonight by the Colt 45s 6-5 in 10 innings. So long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.